Sherlock Holmes jolted upward in his time-worn Morris chair, craning his neck toward the window. The morning sea mist danced on the breeze like silk scarves. Most mornings, the barren thoroughfare leading to his modest cottage offered small hope of a diversion, but today was different. A lone cyclist pedaled his way along the Eastbourne to Brighton Road. The visitor was coming to him. This was no extraordinary deduction, for nothing and no one lay beyond. Prior to the war, Sherlock Holmes's retirement had been interrupted by several tantalizing cases and one alluring woman. The woman. But she was gone now, and he was left with a tangle of relief and regret. A rapping upon his door was the most glorious sound for Sherlock Holmes, for it might herald a new client, a retired sergeant of marines with a message from Scotland Yard, or a barrel-chested German nobleman sporting a black vizard mask. Such doorway visitations were rare now. Holmes was well aware that Mrs. Thornton was at the market and therefore unable to answer the door. He waited to savor his swelling anticipation. An impatient fourth knock, a single hard smack, told him he was in jeopardy of missing his now frustrated visitor. He braced himself firmly on the arms of his chair and brought himself to his feet. "One moment there!" As his hand grabbed the door latch, he was aware of a small, unbidden wish for adventure. He would chastise himself later for allowing this superstition to slither into his well-ordered mind. As he opened the door, the muted morning light sliced across a seasoned face, silhouetting a solitary man. A strong smell of tobacco enveloped the gentleman. A latakia, he thought. The messenger was a heavy-shouldered man with a plain face. He held an envelope.
"Holmes? Mr. Sherlock Holmes?"
Holmes nodded.
"Yes, what have we now? Good morning, sir."
The missive was pro-offered, but Holmes did not take it in hand.
"Come in a moment, if you will. I have something for you."
The messenger's brow rose, and he swept his flap cap from his head as Holmes stepped back to widen the passage. The man hesitated.
"Pardon the slub on me boots, sir."
Sherlock Holmes paused to inspect the man. He was dressed in baggy corduroy trousers, braced in a manner that made him appear as if he had grown out of them. The sleeves of his mouse-colored jacket were rolled up his forearms. He had a stump of a nose and sported a pipe tightly clenched on the left side of his mouth. The smoldering cutty bobbed up and down as he spoke through gritted teeth. Holmes twisted around toward a tray of coins on the nearby sideboard.
"I take it you're new at your job."
"I am, sir."
"But you're from these parts."
"Aye, sir, from Heathfield."
"And you were away at sea."
"Aye, an old Winnick, sir, sailed near 10.
The messenger paused and looked sidelong at Holmes.
"I beg your pardon, sir. Have we met?"
Holmes, his back still to the man, grabbed a shilling from the tray.
"No, sir, we have not."
An uncomfortable silence ensued before the man spoke again.
"How do you know these things, then?"
Ah, the question Holmes was inviting. A question the good doctor might have asked had he been there.
"Your trouser legs, sir, are oily from the bicycle chain. An experienced rider would have worn cycle clips."
"Aye, I'm new to this work."
"And your expressions. Slub, for example. It's not surprising that there are more than 30 colloquialisms in East Sussex for mud."
"And finally, the faded tattoo on the back of your hand. A grisly concoction of ink and gunpowder, unique to a seafaring man."
Holmes straightened, stretching taller.
"Am I correct?"
A grin slowly spread across the man's face.
"You are, sir. God bless you."
Holmes held out the shilling. The man opened his hand.
"No, no," Holmes replied, dropping the coin in his hand. "Your visit promises to be the best part of my day."
Holmes watched from the window for some time as the messenger hoisted himself upon the pedals and pumped his bicycle up the road. Not until he vanished in the haze did he turn his gaze upon the envelope. Holmes ran his index finger along the edges and finally across the raised ink letters on the back flap. RPS. His eyes flashed upward. Then, after an almost imperceptible intake of breath, he murmured, "Royal Photographic Society. Curiosity is the wick on the candle that lights the way to adventure. As such, it was Holmes's constant companion. He anxiously tugged at the envelope, popping it open to reveal an engraved invitation.